Okay, and all right.
Blog
okay,
Talk
and
Radio.
All right. Okay, and okay, and all right. Off your week, Monday, Power Monday, all up in your area, Juneteenth. Shout out to all my descendants of slaves. Shout out to all of my aboriginals. Shout out to all of my indigenous people. Shout out to all of the black people in this country. No, I ain't saying the black and brown. I'm talking about the real ones that suffered and the ones that still feel the effects of that slavery, the effects of that white supremacy, the effects of that disenfranchisement to this very day. For those who think they haven't figured out, and for those who wonder why we haven't figured out, and for those who know why we haven't figured out and still can't figure it out amongst themselves or amongst anybody else. That's right. It's Juneteenth, and we are kicking this thing off. What we're going to talk about tonight is messing with people's livelihoods. Messing with people's livelihoods. What are we really talking about when we talk about messing with people's livelihoods? We are talking about something very serious. Yes, we are. We're talking about the willingness to get people fired, set people up to be fired, discipline, you know, taking money out of people's pockets and taking food off of people's tables and out of their mouths. And a lot of people don't think twice about making that happen to other people. Now, you know, I've long said and believed that people don't get fired. They set themselves up to be fired. But I also know of situations where people do not deserve to be terminated, but because somebody has an interest in their termination, they make it happen. Now, sometimes this can be a disgruntled, hating-ass coworker or something like that, or sometimes this can be a company that really wants to restructure their financial portfolio. So there may have been a time when they hired or overhired in order to get a tax break and things like that. But, you know, now that things are getting very serious, they are setting people up to lose their entitlements, wink, wink, you know, or they are putting people in position to lose their jobs after having their jobs for decades for some. And sometimes there are employees that aren't pulling their weight, but are doing just enough to be able to keep their job, but not in the interest as far as the company is concerned. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the daily go get a Mism show. So when we talk about messing with people's livelihoods, it's easy to say, you know, I mean, some people don't care about whether people have a job or not, whether I'm able to feed my family and stuff like that. They messing with people's livelihoods. Sorry, y'all. I should have took that allergy pill before we got started, but look, better late than never. You know what I mean? We in the fourth quarter over here. You know what I mean? Things is getting crazy out here, son. They're getting crazy. GK Wright says, sometimes a friend can mess with your livelihood because they were secretly envious of you. Yeah. You know, we may be talking about a whole lot of different things when we talk about messing with somebody's livelihood. Messing with somebody's livelihood, that means that the amount of money that they make, you have no concern about. Or whether or not they make any money, you have no concern about. So however a person makes their money, you may be willing to get in the way of that. Now, messing with somebody's livelihood can be an actual physical thing, or it can be a perception thing. It can be a mental thing. It can be an emotional thing. Like, for example, if you are making your money illegally on the streets or something like that, or by scamming people or doing something that actually messes with other people's livelihoods, but you feel like you should have the right to do that, think about internet scammers. Many of them are from different countries than where you are from. And they figure the only way that they would be able to get money from you is if you have money to give. So a lot of times they will prey on your greed, you know, by like making you think that somebody's going to send you a Cash App, money on your Cash App. I'm about to put some money in your Cash App. Drop those tags for your Cash App. So what happens is you go ahead and give somebody your Cash App tag, thinking that they're just going to put the money in there, and it never happens. You know, they start asking for all of this other information from you, and next thing you know, they've hacked into your social media account and locked you out of it, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's very hard for you to recover your Facebook account. I'm sorry. It's very hard for you to recover any of your accounts when you haven't volunteered to lose your account yourself. You know what I mean? Like, so anyway, they preyed on your greed. They made you think that you were going to get some free money from somebody that you didn't know. And sometimes they present themselves as people that you do know. So it may not be all about greed, but they definitely prey on your desire to have a couple of free dollars. So, I mean, it's never going to hurt to have $1,500, $2,000, $5,000, or whatever they offer you into your bank account. Shoot, who doesn't like free money? Everybody likes free money. And scammers know that you like free money. So, but they have no problem robbing you of your free money. So they don't care about your livelihood. But they feel like they should have the right to go ahead and scam other people. So when you report them, when you investigate them, when you send the FBI after them and things like that, they feel some kind of way about it. Yes, it's amazing that they would feel some kind of way about it, but they do. The same way that a drug dealer who sells drugs on your corner feels some kind of way about you calling the cops on him, about you sending the feds in on him. He or she feels some kind of way about it. Like, they figure this is a victimless crime. I'm only selling dope to those who want to use dope. I'm not forcing anybody to do anything, and they aren't. They sure aren't. But guess what? Having all those drug addicts around in your neighborhood causes people's houses and cars to get robbed and things like that. Sometimes they cause actual people to be robbed and makes it an unsafe situation in the neighborhood. Violence comes because of the street money that's involved. And, you know, whenever you're talking about a situation where a lot of money is made, especially fast money, you know the violence comes along with that. But they don't look at it that way because they figure, hey, man, I'm just trying to make it out here. You know, just like Biggie said, you know, at least everybody who called the cops on me when they know I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And, you know, every time I hear that line in the song Juicy, I be thinking to myself, like, my excuse for Biggie at the time is that he was 21 or 22 years old when he recorded that. So he really didn't see it. He was selfish. I just tried to make some money to feed my daughter. Like, you couldn't work at McDonald's to feed your daughter. Like, you couldn't get a 9-to-5 job and feed your daughter. Like, you couldn't have gone back to school and gotten your high school diploma because he dropped out of high school and fed his daughter. Now, what kind of man has the opportunity to drop out of school when his mother was like a teacher or something like that. Like, don't make no sense. But he was just trying to make some money to feed his daughter. Why you gonna call the cops on me? Why you hating? And then all the other songs, he's talking about the violence that came along with the dope game and fiends coming through and selling drugs to pregnant women and all that kind of stuff. But he's just trying to find some money to feed his daughter. So people feel like they should have the right to go ahead and do whatever they do, whether it's on the streets, whether it's in the office, the boardroom, the job site, whatever the case may be, out in the field. So you don't really realize how much of a blessing it is to have a means of being taken care of yourself. Sometimes I'm not going to say you don't. I'm not going to say this like it applies to everybody. Some people really understand the blessing that they have been given by being able to have a job that will allow them to be able to feed their daughter as well as keep a roof over their head, a car for them to drive, money for shopping and vacations and paying bills and food. Some people really realize what a blessing that is, and they value what a blessing it is for them and what a blessing it is for other people. So they have a different level of understanding. And sometimes that level of understanding comes from you having hardships yourself, you being put in positions where you were unsure about what you were going to do and how you were going to proceed at some point in your life. So I get it, and some people get it. I mean, some people don't care. Some people don't care. Some people just have that mentality where, like, look, you know, you ain't going to be selling drugs around here. This is my neighborhood, too, and you don't have the right to do it. They have a strong argument. I get it. I don't have a problem with them. I also don't have a problem with the dope boy. If there was a nice, safe, harmless way to sell drugs, count me in. If there was a nice, safe way to be able to take drugs, I would probably be in. Neither one of them seem to be able to exist without the other. No, I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about. All right, so for the people out there who do care about other people's livelihoods and will go the extra mile to, you know what? I'm just going to shout out some people as examples. Shout out to the people who stay at hotels or solicit other businesses where tips are involved, and they see things not being done exactly the right way, but will pull the coattail of the worker. You know, like, yo, watch out for this and blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm still going to give you your tip, but, you know what I mean, watch out for this, that, and the third. Because those people are rare. You know, like maybe you stayed in a hotel and the room wasn't as clean as it should have been. Or maybe they didn't provide the right amount of towels as you know that they would. They didn't give you the amenities that you should have had. But instead of going to their boss, you went to the actual worker. Like, listen, you know, my wife or I was getting ready to report this, but I said, wait a minute. I saw the person that was cleaning the room, so I figured I would just go to you. You know what I mean? Because you make sure that I have this, you know, when we come back tonight, can you make sure this is taken care of and this is done? Shout out to those people. You know, shout out to the ones who have a sensitivity to somebody who is working a job where they probably aren't making that much money, but they are sensitive to the fact that they have the job that they have and they don't want to see that taken away from them. Shout out to those people because they are the real MVP because they ain't got to do that. Because what's on the flip side of those people, y'all? What's on the flip side of those people? The flip side of those people are the ones who are Karen-like. And I ain't, you know what, when it comes to people who are Karen-like, I ain't mad at you because you go to work and make your hard-earned money. And you expect a level of service that's supposed to be provided. And it's not your job to have to demand that. It's their job to provide that. It's all contractual. So when the burgers are cold or the service, the burgers and fries are cold and the service isn't given with a smile, but more so with a bad attitude and stuff like that. Okay. I'd like to see your manager, please. Yeah. Those people are well within their right to not only get the right service, but to request that the services of that worker be removed. I know how it be. I know how it be. And if you don't, if you're the type of person that doesn't seem to value your own money and your own livelihood, then I don't think that you can expect other people to do that for you. And they're not. They're not. You know, they're going to do you in just the same way as you set yourself up to be done in. What's going on, T. Carrie Wright? Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Stacey White, thanks for coming through tonight. Good to see you. And I hope you're feeling all right. And Carol Chamberlain, mi friend, mi favorita. good time. Always great to see you. Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. Glad to see you tonight, my girl. What's going on, y'all? Hope everything is all right with y'all. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about tonight, messing with people's livelihoods. They're always two sides of the story, and sometimes there's three. And sometimes it builds on more and more and more. Hold on for a second, y'all. Hold on. Hold on. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the daily go get a Mism show. So, you know, you want to be rude to customers, and maybe you're being rude to a customer because a customer you felt was rude to you, or you're disrespectful to customers because you feel like they've been disrespectful to you. Now, there is a such thing as a disrespectful customer, but that customer is a paying customer. And one of the good things that I think should be remembered about the customers that you deal with is hopefully you don't have to deal with that customer on a daily basis. There are some customers that you have to deal with time and time again. You know, like maybe this woman or this man comes to get the same food or the same service day in and day out. But usually when you're dealing with people who are regular customers, you normally form a relationship with them. So they may have problems with new employees who don't seem to understand what time it is. But with regular customers, you normally know how to satisfy them. You know how to get them in and out. Well, he likes three sugars in his coffee and a little splash of half and half. If you make the coffee too light skin, he ain't gonna like it. He's gonna request to have another one. Or if you don't put in enough and you make it too dark, like it's black, ain't gonna work. So you know, it's almost like a situation where it probably would be better for him to make his own coffee. But nonetheless, you know, you get to know what they like with regular customers. So sometimes you might be thrown a curveball by a customer who is new and who you have to deal with. And that might be a customer that isn't all that agreeable. So you have to deal with them. But you probably aren't going to have to deal with them every day. So sometimes you might need an attitude adjustment to realize, like, all I have to do is get through this one customer or this one day of new customers, and I'll be all right. Instead, we might allow that customer to make our day a really bad day for us. And that just might be the customer who doesn't care about our livelihoods and is ready to mess with it. So they're demanding that you be reprimanded, demanding that you be fired. And unfortunately, if your service is bad enough, that can happen. That can happen. You know, so you can't expect somebody to look out for what you won't look out yourself. What you won't look out for yourself. You can't expect that. People be expecting it, but you can't really be expecting that. So you got to be careful. Got to be careful. You know, you want to keep your money coming in. And shout out to the person that's always acting like they don't need their job. Always acting like, all right, shout out to the married woman at the job. Always talking about how she don't have to work anyway. Her husband works and he can hold her down. You know, so, you know, I don't have to have this job, but she coming in every day. Like, I understand you don't need this job, but I see you up in here and I don't see you turning down no money, baby. I don't see you turning down no money. I understand. I do. I understand. So, you know, shout out to her. Shout out to the other employees who share a similar story. I ain't got to work here. I don't need this job. You know, they ain't paying me enough anyway. Shout out to the ones always claiming that they ain't getting paid enough. Shout out to the employee always claiming that they ain't getting paid enough. They don't pay me enough to do this. They don't pay me enough to do that. They don't pay me enough to do this. They don't pay me enough to do that. They don't pay me enough to do this. They don't pay me enough to do that. When they pay me enough to do this, then I will take care of that. But it never happens that way. You first got to put in the work and then you ask for more money because they ain't going to try to get jerked. And you might get jerked. That's how you feel. But they ain't going to put no more money and appeal to your sensitivities and your pockets because they really don't care. Kind of like Tracy Crockett. And they going to treat you like a Jetson or a Ted Bundy. No, Al Bundy. You know what I'm talking about. I sell shoes. Yeah, Dagwood Bumstead. Dagwood Bumstead. Do you know what Dagwood Bumstead did for a living? What did Dagwood do? We know that Dagwood did something in that office. But what did Dagwood do? One thing we know about Dagwood Bumstead is that His boss ain't care about his job or his livelihood. He was always messing with his livelihood. You know what I mean? He not care, man. He not care at all. You know what I'm saying? So, Blondie! When you think about the message that was being sent about that show, you think about it. His homemaker wife, his housewife had to be the one to save his job time after time after time. Am I lying? Do y'all remember the show Blonde? Was it actually a TV show? It always seemed like more of a movie. But would anybody keep paying to see that kind of movie? Would they? I see Facebook doing a little something different. Like all of the groups that I normally share to, it's like they hiding them. They like, no, check out this group over chump. Look at this group over chump. We're going to make it hard for you to find a group over him. It's all good. I'm gonna get to it. All right, let me see what y'all saying. Let's see what y'all talking about. TK Wright says it bothers me how much enjoyment people take in messing with other people's livelihood. Mm-hmm. Carol says, hope you had a great Father's Day. I did. It was pretty good. It was pretty good, and it was a little, you know, like last year, I don't think Father's Day got to me. For some reason, this year, it was a little, you know what I mean? But I've worked it out, but it was a little, it wasn't all the way, it wasn't like, but it was like, yeah, I was missing my daddy this go around. But I imagine that, you know, as I keep living, regardless of how long I live, you know, I'll probably go through pockets of this type of thing. And y'all know how I feel about holidays and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, I ain't expected to get me. But there have been circumstances that have been going on lately that was like. Now, it could be him talking to me. It could be him visiting me. It could be him showing his presence. I haven't discounted that. But it was just like, damn, man. You know, everybody on Facebook showing off their fathers. You know, everybody on social media want to show off their fathers. They know they wasn't using their father before. They wasn't using their father no other time. Now they want to show off their fathers. Ooh, my dad's alive. I'm just kidding, y'all. I just kidding. Messing with people's livelihood, baby. messing with people's livelihoods. T. Carrie Wright says, other times a person's mouth can unintentionally mess with a person's livelihood. True. True. And Carol says, there are times when you just can't please some people, and that can lead them to mess with your livelihood. Mm-mm. Carol says, stop singing my song, Omar. I swear to God, I can't even remember the song I was singing. Did I make it up? I don't know. I don't know. And Taki says, Taki, you know I say it every day because it's true since I retired. T.K. Wright says, Father's Day was bad for me this year. First year without a father or a poppy. Glad that you held it together. Oh, I do what I can. You know, I'm not what I would call an emotional person, but the way I feel is the way I feel, and I mean the way I feel. I'm very straightforward with that. Well, at least I try to be. You know what I'm saying? But things have been going on in my life lately, and those are the things that I used to. For example, I'm going through a situation right now. That I was going through, it's like identical to what I was going through at the time that my dad was slipping away 2 years ago. I swear, I mean, it's like I wasn't looking at it that way. Then I got to thinking about it. Well, I'll be damned. Identical shit. And I'm like, well. But like I said, that could be him visiting me. That could be him letting me know, like, yo, I'm right here. Get your talk on. Holler at me. You know what I would have said to you because you know what I said to you last time and any other time when you were faced with this situation. So, I mean, go ahead, rock out, man. You know what you know. One thing about my pop is that he always thought that I knew exactly what to do in my situation. He told me that. He was like, I know that you like to talk to me about what's going on, and I help you as much as you can. He said, but you make good decisions, Omar. He said, you make very good decisions in your life. And I was like, what you talking about? But I did understand what he was talking about. At the same time, you know how you feel unsure about yourself, but you never you may not know how much surer you are about what you do and what you want than other people are, and they see that in you. So even though you may be feeling like you're struggling so hard to get what you want, all other people see is you steadily mapping out what you want and following the plan to get it. And they see, and they look at you as someone who perseveres. And I remember that. I remember that, and it's inspiring to me. But in real time, you'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I hear it's bad, bad, bad. Bad, bad, bad. Carol says, I should off both of mine before Father's Day. See, I'm lost. All right. And Carol says, yes, you did. Hey, Cheryl, I inadvertently removed your message, trying to delete my own. Sorry, sis. I was wondering why, Cheryl. I was like, Cheryl, don't you delete no messages? Oh, you meant show. Oh, okay. You said showed off. I should have showed off. Wait. I showed off both of mine before Father's Day. Oh, okay. All right. Showed off what? Anyway, you know what I mean? There are people out here who are not going to care about whether you making money or whether you are doing well or whether your kids are going to eat and all of that. And it feels very personal when somebody doesn't seem to give a shit about whether you come, go, lay, stay, or pray. But the only person that's really going to care about your livelihood is yourself. So you have to do the things that are going to lock that in. But what about jobs? What about jobs that secretly need to downsize because they have brought in actuaries that have told them that they don't need these people in these positions and that they could save a lot of money if they eliminated these positions and then just paid these people either a little bit more money or gave them a different title that's higher than the title that they had without paying them any additional money. You know, the old promotion without the raise thing. Promotion without the raise. The firing you without terminating you. No, the terminating you without firing you thing. Downsizing so they don't have to pay, downsizing you just before you get to your retirement age so they don't have to pay your retirement, so they don't have to give you your pension, so they relieve themselves of the entitlements that they would have to pay through their insurances because of your years of service to that job. Yeah, what about that? See, they don't care about people's livelihoods. They don't. They figure, look, you made it to retirement, you should be all right. Go holler at the Social Security Administration. You don't need our money. You ain't married. You ain't got no dependents. They can get that money back. And they will hire people to fire people, set people up to you know, to get fired, like progressive discipline. So they will hire people to get written up a certain amount of times within a year's time so they can get terminated. And it works easier with tenured employees who remember the ways that the ways that it used to be. When other managers, other management companies, other supervisors, other owners used to be there. Man, whenever I hear about employees who have been with a company for years and years, talk about how it used to be and what they don't have to do and what jobs can't do to them, I'd be like, well. Because I know that they are going to be the ones that get hit. Because they honestly believe that they are bulletproof. They honestly believe that they're too valuable. They honestly believe that they are too entitled in order to be fired. And they are the ones who get fired. Because they don't want to change. They don't see the writing that's on the wall. They don't see how nobody, that businesses don't care about employees. I know, we used to talk about, you know, customer loyalty, job loyalty, taking care of your employees. I remember I've heard all of these things. As you can clearly see, all of these things are things of the past. They's gone. We ain't living like that no more, y'all. It's a riggity, 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 riggity rap, y'all. It's a riggity, 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 riggity rap, y'all. This is it, y'all. Surely it, y'all. This is it, y'all. Surely it, y'all. All right. Oh, okay. Carol says, fathers, I had two. Yes, you had two and I had two. That's what's up. Time to trim the fat off the top. Mm-hmm. They get paid just to do that. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They will get people in there, crunch them numbers, and they say, nah, you got too many employees. We can save money by eliminating these positions and merging these two positions. We will eliminate this one, merge these two. Eliminate this one, merge these two. Now, if we can get these 10 year employees out, we can hire some new employees for cheap. 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 So this person been here 15 years, even double that. Yo, they got gears, and we got to get them up out of here. They 59, 3 years. Yo, we about to find, but they raise the retirement age of 67. Yo, that shit is like a Mac 11. They shooting niggas, and they getting them out. Bow, 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 out. I gave this job 25 years of my life, and now they treat me like somebody who don't love their wife. They put me out of here. They cheating on me. Get somebody in here to train. They made me train my replacement. Made me train my replacement. Made me train my replacement. I feel so low, like I'm in the basement or the dungeon. Yo, what are we doing? Woo! Shirley Shaw says, I try not to change my attitude or character due to others' stupid actions or mistakes. I be me as much as possible. Well, you might be you, but some people's me ain't that good. And it seems like they don't really care about their livelihood. But they always talking about or complain about how somebody don't care about their livelihood. Always trying to get somebody fired. Always trying to set somebody up to get fired. You setting yourself up a lot of times to get fired because you don't want to do your job. You don't want to come in on time. You want to leave early. You want to play games. You want to use up all your PTO, and then you want to bitch about, and then you still want to call out and all that kind of stuff. You don't want to follow rules. And people who don't want to follow rules at jobs, I don't understand what they be thinking. But let me make this a little bit easier for you, for all you screamers of how people don't care about your livelihood. Let me make this a little bit easier. Let me tell y'all this. No job is going to hire you to do things your way. I have to say it like that because some people really don't get that concept. Nobody cares about the way you think things should be run or done. I know that firsthand. They do not care. They did not hire you to come in there and tell them what to do or to do things your own way. So you don't want to you don't want to wear their uniform, so you keep making excuses for coming to work dressed the way you want to be dressed. Or you don't want to follow the dress code. You want to wear your cuts in your jeans, or you want to wear your low cut shirts and all of that kind of stuff. You want to dress like you're going to the club. You don't want to wear your uniform or whatever. Okay. Well, nobody hired you for that. It clearly states on your contract that this is the way you have to dress. This is it. That's it. No days off, no excuses. No continual times that we have to remind you. No slipping through the cracks until we stop asking you. So look at it this way. Women like to get their hair done. Men like to get their hair cut. If you went to the barber shop and you asked that barber to cut your hair a certain type of way, you know, many barbershops have pictures of the haircuts that they can do. So I want my hair like number seven. Number seven, that's how I want my hair cut. Okay. If the barber cuts your hair like number one, expects you to accept number one, would you pay that barber? Would you go back to him time and time again? Let me help you out. No, no, no. You probably wouldn't pay him then, and you definitely wouldn't come back. You might want to get violent about it because you clearly said number seven, and he gave you the number one. and stuck that mirror in front of your face like it was sweet. The number seven is a low cut. I mean, is a high cut. And the number one is a low cut. Or vice versa. Let's say the number seven was a high cut. So he cut your hair like the number one low cut, and you can't fix that. If it was the other way around and it was the low cut, then you could say, no, I wanted it like the number, you must not have understood. I wanted it like the number seven. That was the low cut. So you need to cut some more of this hair. But once the hair is cut, you can't put it back on. So there's going to be a big problem. Like this nigga, you told this nigga to shape. You told him to shape up your just shape you up, line you up, and he cut some of your dreads. Like, what are you doing? You know, that type of thing. So nobody cares about how you think things should be done or whatever. They pay those people who are in those positions to do what they do. You don't have to like it. Just be glad that your check comes out the way that it comes out and that it's still going on. Other than that, you can expect that check to be stopped pretty, sometime soon. So Carol says, your opinion of how things are run are irrelevant. We be learning the hard way. We be learning the hard way. So there are times when you just have to do things the way you're being paid to do it. Now, you can put the bug in their ear like, yo, I think that things would be better if we did it this way and that way. Because trust me, eventually when they fail at what they're doing currently, they will adapt or adopt your ideas and act like they made them up themselves. And you'll be running around here saying, they stole my ideas. But don't worry, you wasn't going to get paid for those ideas either. I'm in the first place. And don't worry, because they're not getting paid for those ideas either. The ideas that you put forth, you gave them for free, and now they're using them for free. Just look at it that way. And that way you might not feel so bad. And they might not mess with your livelihood. They might not mess with your livelihood. Other than that, they might mess with your livelihood. Okay. TK Wright says, those rebels have me looking at them like sideways. Talk about entitled. Then they'll bring other people down with them should their bad behavior be called out. See, until it becomes personal, a lot of us don't care about other people's livelihoods. But when it starts getting close to us, you know, when your spouse ain't bringing home as much money as he or she used to, yeah, now we care about other people's livelihoods. Or when your child isn't making enough money to make ends meet and they have to come over your house all the time to use your washing, your dryer, and bring the kids over and have you doing things to supplement their income, yeah, we care about other people's livelihoods then, because it's close to us and it affects us directly. Other than that, we'd be like, we got to do what we got to do. So when you arrogantly call somebody a burger flipper or tell somebody that they don't have a real job and you do, yeah, that outright blatant disrespect can be shown towards you, and it probably will in some kind of way, because we all answer to somebody. And somebody always has the power to discontinue our means of survival in terms of our finances. In other words, getting that check cut off. We all have to answer to somebody, and most of us have somebody that we answer to that we hope has our best interest at heart. But it's business, baby, and they'll show you what really matters. They'll show you what really matters. So it's probably a good idea to always keep your mind on the money at work. Not just your money, but the money that you are making for your company. because that's going to be your saving grace in the long run. We be running around here talking about some, you know, they taking food out of our mouths, food out of my baby's mouths, and food off of our table, and, you know, they don't care about people. You know what? You're right. They don't. But I need you to remember that. They don't care about you and your family, and they never have, and they ain't going to later. It's not going to happen. You have to care about your livelihood. You have to care about the food on your table. You have to care about your people. You have to keep a roof over your head, a car for you to drive, food on your table, money in your pocket, presents under your tree, a turkey on the table Thanksgiving. You got to take care of them holidays. Fourth of July coming up. Are we going to have another barbecue-less holiday, summer holiday? Might. You might. If you can't afford an all-out cookout out in the park, at the crib, in your backyard, on your porch, or if you just have to, we just throwing something on the grill. Y'all know what I'm talking about when people say, well, we just throwing a little something on the grill. Come on over. Bring the kids over. We throwing something on the grill. That, you know what that means? I ain't got enough money to feed everybody. And that is indicative of your livelihood being what it is. Food is expensive right now, and it ain't going down no time soon. So you have to take advantage of what you can afford. You have to do what's in your means to do. You know, even the food stamp cookouts ain't what they used to be, baby. They ain't doing what they used to do. Am I lying? Y'all know I ain't lying. It's real out here. It's rap. So like I said, the 4th is coming up. Hopefully your livelihood is what it is, but it's gonna be what you make it into. That's all. It's gonna be what you make it into. So nobody's gonna take care of you the way you take care of you. You know. So when that hating ass coworker is telling on you, you gotta put yourself in a position to not be told on. That's it. That's your real job. Stop putting your job in jeopardy. Stop putting yourself in positions where you have to rely or hope that people don't snitch on you. Shout out to all the people out there mad because coworkers snitched on them. At work, it shouldn't be such word as snitch. Do your shit and get out of the way, dog. Do your work, collect your dough, and get out of the way. When you put your faith in other people's hands, doing things that you know are inappropriate, that when people get mad at you, they can just, all right, you want to talk shit? You was rude to me today. You normally speak to me every day. You gave me your ass to kiss. All right, well, they going to find out that I've been clocking you out. Well, not me, but I seen who's doing it, clocking you out. You know, you can't clock nobody out. You can only clock out for yourself. You can have somebody do it for you. Your health is in bad condition. Yo, your mission is failing. You ain't coming through. I'm telling on the low. You gonna know that I told them so. Because you know nobody else can you do it, but I seen you do it. And I told y'all that they did it. It's rap, son. It's rap. Yeah, stop letting your coworkers be in the position to tell on you. All that stop snitching shit. He's snitching. They snitching. You know what I mean? So our lunch is from 1 to 1:30. So I came back at 1:45 for the last 45 days. So what? That's my business. Mind your business. It ain't none of your business what time I come back from break. You not handling your business. You putting yourself in a position for somebody to mess with your livelihood. That's all. And for those of y'all who work in a building where you have to swipe your badge everywhere you go, you watch where you swiping. Swiping, no swiping. You watch where you swiping. So for those of y'all who go, who know these little rooms that nobody uses at certain times, so you dip in there to get your little that badge, baby. That badge, baby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That badge be telling on you. And when they come to get you because you've been stealing time, and then they show you that printout of all the places that you've been going to hide and you've been swiping your badge, and they ain't none of those places where you work. You ain't, none of them places are any places that you got any business being. And they'd be like, well, look, you're here and here and here, here. You know this is your last day, right? We just, this is just a formality. We just, you know. So here, here, and this date, and look how long you was in here. So you went in there at this time. And look, the cameras say that you came out at this time. I mean, this bad. And that was just that. That was 3 months ago. Now, currently, just the other day, you be in there like, I have seen people in there just melt. And what they're really telling you is, you ain't getting no unemployment. No, you're not. You ain't getting no unemployment. That's what they're telling you, right? They got you. Yeah, they messed with your livelihood, and you let them do it. Man, you watch where you go in your buildings. Because once they get that printout, once they should, and that, you know what that shit is? That's just going to set you up to lie about how you got fired or the reason that you got fired. I ain't known one person that happened to, and they went back and told their people the truth. Well, yeah, because I was going in this place and sleeping, you know what I mean? And they never caught me sleeping before. Well, they caught me sleeping in there one time, and then they ran my bed. I ain't never hear nobody admit that. People never want to admit the real reason that they got fired. They always want to make it seem like they got set up. Well, you put yourself in a position to get set up. I'm not saying that nobody gets set up because they can. But that's the same way you set a mouse up. The way the mouse trap works is that he sees the food on the trap. He goes to the trap and then realizes that it's a trap once he gets his neck snapped. And once he goes on that sticky trap and he... Eek, 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 eek. Waiting there a day or two to die. Eek, 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 eek. Carol Chamberlain says their bottom line is all they care about. You are not that important, man. Tell them, man. You better tell them, man. You better tell them. Shirley Cheryl says they invite you to a cookout and they say bring your own food. Do these birthday shout outs, y'all. Yeah, I mean y'all starting to wail. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. Wait a minute. The computer acting like it's slow. It's acting like it's slow. Okay, there we go. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. June 19th, and they deserve June 19th, Juneteenth. and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get. Number one out the box, Mark L. Wilson, happy birthday to you. And Lena Baker, CPC, happy birthday to you. And Ani Lockwood, happy birthday to you. And Will Kahn, turning 54 years old today, happy birthday to you. And Monique Woods, happy birthday to you. And my girl Shun Robinson, happy birthday to you. And Mercia Childress, turning 52 years old today. And Juliet Anel, happy birthday to you. And Delandy Vasquez, turning 42 years old today. And Davida G, who is also Davida Price, happy birthday to you again. And then another Davida Price. And she's raising money for the American Heart Association. And she's the last but not least. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious, glorious, glorious Juneteenth, June 19th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. People don't care about your livelihoods. Your coworkers don't care about your livelihoods. The company that you work for don't care about your livelihood. These customers don't care about your livelihoods. It's every man for himself. It's survival of the fittest. Only the strong survive. Survival of the fit. Only the strong survive. We still live as... We doing this until the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We still doing this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We doing this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. You got to look out for your own money. You got to look out for your own house. You got to look out for your own car. You got to look out for your own dough. You got to look out for your own shopping. You got to look out for your own food. You got to look out for your own kids. You got to look out for your own spouse. You got to look out for your own fam. You got to look out for your own friends. You got to look out for your own environment. You got to look out for your own hood. You got to look out for your own sky. You got to look out for your own water. You got to look out for your own air. You got to look out for your own dirt. You got to look out for your own trees. You got to look out for your own plants. You got to look out for your own skin. You got to look out for your own eyes. You got to look out for your own feet. You got to look out for your own arms. You got to look out for your own fingers. You got to look out for your own toes. Gotta look out for your own life. Gotta look out for your own dust. Gotta look out for your own walls. Gotta look out for your own floor. Gotta look out for your own cup. Gotta look out for your own place. Gotta look out for your own air. Gotta look out for your own sea. Peace to all my day ones, my every days, and my brand new. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night with another Daily Go-Getter Mr. Show. So make sure that y'all come on through. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We in motion. We still here. And happy Juneteenth to all of y'all, man. You know what I mean? Black power. Black power, baby. Black power. The power. That's right, Emily. I was definitely into that song. Hey, you know what I mean? You got to look out for your own... You got to look out for your own windows. You got to look out for your own door. You got to look out for your own washing machine. Look out for your own... refrigerator. Got to look out for your own cabinet. Got to look out for your own stove. Got to look out for your own... I holla. All right. So. A soul blog talk. We going to get you out of here. Yeah.